come to bring you this important message.
Yo, it's Remember the Show. Slick with the flows, where the sparring can go. Who's gonna be on, man, you never will know. Guess you better tune in, cause we live from Chicago. Bilal Muhammad, that's the king of the tweets. Jason Anik looks like John, step his hands to his feet. Every Thursday, we gonna give you a treat. It's Remember the Show, hit play and repeat. And retweet, and retweet, and retweet. And retweet, it's Remember the Show, hit play and repeat.
Happy Friday night, game show tonight. It is episode 89, Remember the Show. Those of you joining us live, we appreciate that you remember the show tonight. My name is Jason Anik, joined as always by my man, future welterweight king, Bilal Muhammad. Still no fight on the books, though, I'm told. Looking great. How are you, man?
Good, good. No fight in the book, but next week I'm going to be doing the flag football game and the day before the Super Bowl. So shout out to Celebrity Sweat. We're going to be doing a game out there. We got a lot of UFC fighters in there, so it's going to be fun.
Dude, I'm so glad you brought that up because like we have a packed show tonight and Cody and I were talking before we came on and that is the first thing on our list and we didn't even talk to you about it. Let's go.
How do you guys know?
Yeah, dude, because I can't get enough of it. I've been waiting to talk to you about this for ever since you sent that text. So Robert Griffin III is going to be your quarterback. Am I correct?
Yeah. Robert Griffin III.
And you just told Cody and I last week for the first time that you wore number 88 in your program playing wide receiver. Dude, I can't wait for that. You must be ecstatic.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I'm be looking for a scholarship. I ain't going out there easy. I'm going out there. I'm a freaking one-handing it on these guys. I'm going to have to Randy Moss it. And, Frankie Muniz is in there. That's going to be funny freaking. Knock him in the middle. It's gonna be a good time. And then day before the Super Bowl. So if I could swindle my way into getting into the Super Bowl, that would be fun too.
Right? Dude, I love it. So UFC fighters, what, Gaethje, Clay Guida?
Sugar Sean.
I love it.
Sean O'Malley, yeah.
Can't get enough. Well, speaking of UFC fighters, all sorts of fighters, we got a lot going on tonight. We're going to jump right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, Hanato Moicano on your screen. Won 3 of his last 4, all by rear naked choke. UFC 281 in New York, brother. What an amazing night. First round finish, Brad Riddell. Thank you for being on the program tonight on Bully Show. What is up, brother? How are you?
What's up? Thank you so much for having me here. It's very good to talk with you guys. And it was a very good night for me.
Yeah, it was.
I see you got the Ultimate Fighter shirt on. Is there something you're trying to tell us? Are you going against McGregor as the other coach? Everybody's trying to figure out who's the other coach.
No, it's not. It was just a t-shirt that I got to go to the training. But I guess like if they invited me, I would go. Like, but I don't think they're going to call me. They don't want to see me beating McGregor. I can tell you that.
That's what I'm saying. Now that you're one of the louder guys in the division now, a lot of people didn't know you had that side of you. That mic, I don't think anybody's had a better time on the mic than you. And then it blew up all over the internet. Everybody started sharing it out there. But yeah, people saw a different personality. I think you'd be great on the show or even on the desk doing the Portuguese version of the commentating and stuff. Like, it'd be fun. I think you'd be good at it. I didn't know your English was that great.
Yeah, no, my English is not great, but I'm getting there, you know. Every day I try to study a little bit. Every day I'm trying to read books. I'm trying to understand more because it's very hard for me because I don't know, but most of the people that know really good English, they start like really young, like going to classes. And I was never into that, you know. So I am just getting better, like trying, you know, but I feel like more my English is getting better. I can show myself, my personality, all that stuff. And man, would be amazing like to do like you guys commentating on the Brazilian show and speaking Portuguese. That would be amazing. And I know UFC just launched the UFC Fight Pass Brazil. So I hope they can get me there one time just to feel how it goes.
Yeah, I think you'd be cool with it, especially, like I said, you got a personality. You're showing it on Twitter, social media now.
Yeah.
And that's what they need more now, just guys like that aren't afraid to show personality and be fun. Like Jamal Hill is another guy that people didn't know he was that fun and that cool. So I think now, especially you and Paulo Costa, like the funniest guys like on Twitter and just like the most loud guys on Twitter is funny.
Yeah. No, I'm just – and it's hard, you know, because I didn't used to eat Twitter very much. I back in the, before I used to do some Instagram and all that stuff. But I back in the day I used to don't think about that. I was just thinking about training all the time, like everybody else, you know. But fuck that, man. Sometimes I just want to go to internet and talk some shit and like have a good laugh and that's it, you know.
It matters. And, you know, it's really true what you said. My brother, and if you don't know, my name's Jason. I'm John Anik's twin brother. You probably see from familiarity.
I was thinking about, oh, this is John Anik. No, Jason Anik. What's up, bro?
But it's good to meet you, brother. But what you say is so true for the United States and for the English-speaking fans to get to know you. Without you learning the English language, it's almost impossible. And my brother's talked to me about countless fighters over the years that he has a special relationship with that might not have great English because he gets to be up and close with you guys. But so how are you learning it? Like, are you doing one of those like Rosetta Stone or something? Like, how do you learn English?
No, I got here like 4 years ago and I didn't know anything about English, you know. I just was listening music and all that stuff, like, but I went to the gym and I thought like, okay, now we're here in America and I can learn English with Americans and all that stuff. But I went to ATT and just Brazilians over there, they just want to talk Portuguese the whole day. So I was like, man, how I gonna do, you know, because it's very hard for me. So I started to play some games on internet, like Call of Duty and all that stuff. And I was like trying to pick it up, you know, to shitty on them, to talk shit and all that stuff. And I was I started to get good. And I remember one friend of mine saying, like, I should have not like help you in English because nowadays you just want to talk shit and all that. And I said, I'm training, man. I'm training. It's like in fighting. You have to, you know, I am trying to be more natural and to speak my mind. And I feel like it's paying off and I feel like really good. And I think like, especially Brazilian fighters, like look, Charles Oliveira, he has amazing personality. I was talking to him like last week and he's a really humble guy, but he's funny and all that kind of stuff. But nobody really knows because he has to use a translator, you know, and a guy translating. So UFC know this, you know, and they know like they could market him a lot better if he could speak English, even broken English like mine, you know, say something exactly. to everybody, and that's okay, that's good. And I think like more Brazilian fighters, they should try to speak a little bit and don't be afraid, like, because I know some people, they are afraid to talk wrong. And people corrected them, but fuck that, man. This is not my first language, you know? So I'm just trying to learn.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like the effort. And people like take notice of the effort and people love it. Especially even like you guys like Jose Aldo, who really never put it in there. They were some of the best fighters ever. But yeah, like I said, a lot of fans didn't gravitate toward them just because of it. But man, you killed it last time on the mic. You've been amazing with it. And I think a lot of people are excited for what's next for you. Do you have anything in the works? Are you looking at anything right now? Are you talking to?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a fight, you know, but I feel like I'm in a tough spot because the division is so hard to match up not only in the lightweights, you know. I know you're having problems too, you know, because Kobe doesn't want to fight you.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing all the Instagram stuff and I'm liking, man. I feel like you should fight. You should break his face next, bro. You should submit him, all that stuff. And
were you down there when he was in ATT? Were you at ATT when he was there?
Yes, I was. He was a nice guy, but fuck him, bro. That's the truth. You know, because if you're a nice guy, and sometimes you humble and all that stuff, but because of media, you do different, and you're not a really nice guy. But in the end of the day, fuck that too. I'm not here to make friends, you know. I'm not here. I'm here to make money. So I don't really care about all that kind of stuff. Like people saying, he's good, he's not good. I don't have nothing against him, but I hope you kick his ass, bro.
Well, you know, with the English language,
make any sense.
You have mastered the F word. So yeah, you know that, and you've mastered the F word. So yeah, no, but you use it well. But it's very clear that you, even in it being your second language, it is very clear to get your personality in speaking with you. And it really is so true what you said about Charles, man, because it's we're deprived that those opportunities of getting, and they're countless MMA fighters that we just don't even know who they are. It's unbelievable.
Yes, that's true. And I feel like even them, like myself, back in the day, I thought like, I'm a fighter, I have to be in that way, I have to just training and show that I'm an athlete. But everybody is different, you know. Everybody's different. Everybody has to be themselves, and I don't know, because in the end of the day, what matters is how many people do you bring to watch your fights, you know. And if you're different, they're gonna try to watch you, because I know some killers that nobody knows in Brazil. They are over there, like they're really good, but nobody knows them. So what is the point in being one of the best, but you're not doing any money, nobody knows you, you know, you're just training, and nobody knows that you're training, because nobody see your work, you know. So I thought like, in my last fights, now on, I'm gonna be myself, and I'm gonna tell however I feel, you know, even if it's not the best English, like I say, but I'm working to get there, you know, to have a better English.
No, exactly. And like, you've been in there with some of the best guys in both divisions at 45 and 55. Was the weight cuts of 45 too much on your body? Like, do you like it? Are you more comfortable, happier, living a better lifestyle at 55?
Yeah. And I feel like even on the gym, especially, you know, because I don't have many fights in the 55, but I feel like my performance on the gym is getting very, very, very good. And I'm feeling really good, you know. I feel like I had my opportunities on the 45, but nowadays the 55 is my division. And who knows, you know, I don't know the future, but I just feel good. And I feel like I want UFC to give me the opportunity to fight the bigger names, you know, so I can, like I say, do more interviews and show myself and try to get UFC back in Brazil, you know, because nowadays we don't have many champions. And I feel like I could be like a good character to the Brazilian market or something like that, you know. But I just want to get fights. But like I say, it's too hard to the matchups nowadays is too hard to get. I remember on the 45, I fought all these guys and I didn't even ask who they were, you know. I just, because I thought it was like that. UFC call you, you have to accept. But now that I'm in 55, I see guys saying, I don't want to fight this guy, I want to fight that guy. And I feel, okay, so let's see how it goes, you know. But one thing is for sure, I want to fight the best all the time. I want to fight the best.
I love being it. A guy that went from 45 to 55, you see Volk moving up. How do you think Volk against Islam goes? Do you think he's too big for him or no?
Too big. Too big. You know, if there is one guy that could do that, is Volkanovski, because he's really good. The way he beats Ortega and Max Holloway in the second fight, and Korean Zombie. And I fought all these guys. I fought Korean Zombie. I fought Jose Aldo that he beats. I fought Ortega. So I know how good these guys are. And Volkanovski made them look easy. You know, that's the truth. He made the fights look easy. But Makhachev is a beast. It's a beast, and I don't know. I think he's gonna beat Volkanovski he's gonna put on a show, you know. I think because he's too big, the style is too. And you know, I watched your podcast with Joe Rogan. I watched it all, and you were talking about the time about the camp, how the Russians do. So you know it's gonna be a really hard fight for Volkanovski.
Yeah, I tell people, I'm like, those guys when they grab you, it's different. It's a different strength. It's a different body type. It's not like regular normal jiu-jitsu. And he's working a lot with like Craig Jones and stuff like that. But I'm like, it's not a BJJ guy. These guys are different. When they feel you, when they grab you, like, you're like, oh, Okay, now I understand it. But Volkanovski really got nothing to lose because people are expecting him to lose. So if he goes out there and loses, it's like, all right, well, he was supposed to lose. But if he goes out there and wins, now he's the pound-for-pound greatest fighter ever. Yeah. Yeah, so he's yeah. He's in a win-win situation, I think, in general. Even if he goes out there and loses but gave a good what's called of himself, it'll be all right. He can make a statement just by going out there and going five rounds with Makhachev.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You know, if he goes five rounds with Makhachev, I will be impressed. He's really good, but Makhachev is better.
Yeah.
He has, like, a great team, a great camp, and their style is very hard for, will be very hard for Volkanovski. Because he's going to put pressure, and he's a good striker too. So I don't know. I feel that the size, the difference in size, Volkanovski is too short, you know. I feel like there is no way that Volkanovski beats him, you know. But who knows? It's MMA. It happens before, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly.
Go ahead,
Jason.
I just want to ask, you know, we talk a lot about, like, the mental component and fighters, what type of mental space they like to be in when they get in the octagon. I always talk to Bilal about, he's just, like, super calm, whether it's, like, the Apex or, like, a big arena. He's, like, looks like he's, like, chewing gum and just hanging out. We talk about other guys, like Corey Sandhagen felt like he was way too calm before he faced Aljamain Sterling, and now he really needs to get, like, a killer before he goes in. For you, do you try and get to the same space mentally every time you enter the octagon?
I'm not sure, you know, I'm not sure, because I feel like all these things that people say are just excuses, you know, like when they say, I should be more aggressive. I don't know, everybody's different, but for me, what works is just I just have to go over there and perform, you know, so I don't, it doesn't matter, like, the way I am, you know, the way I feel. I have to go over there and perform my best, you know. So I don't really know how I feel and everything, like if I am too aggressive or too focused. And I don't know. What I know is, like, bigger the show, is bigger for me, you know. Like, if it's a big show with big names and I'm fighting a big opponent, like you were saying, Volkanovski, for me, it's better. I like the challenge. I like to feel push it. I like to go to the arena and see, I don't know, thousands and thousands of people watching me fight. That's what I feel, you know, like warming up on the on the back room and feel and hear the noise and all that stuff. I remember a long, long time before when I started to compete MMA, a friend came to me and say, like, he said, man, the opportunity that you have to fight and feel the way you feel, and not many people know how they're going to feel about that, you know. So you have to enjoy. So every time I go fight, I try to enjoy everything, the walkout, the waitings, because we never know. We never know when going to be our last fight and how our career going to be. So I just try to enjoy, you know. That's the way I feel. Every time I go to a fight, I just feel blessed to be able to live off punching somebody on the face. You know, that's the way I live. That's my work. I go over there and perform in front of thousands of people and people watching me on TV. So I really feel blessed about that.
It is always a blessing. I always think back to that one time where you choked Demir Hedzovic, and he's like, why'd you choke me then? Like, you're like, what, bro? Like, it was like the funniest interaction ever. Do you remember that one when you choked him and he's like, oh, you want to keep fighting? What? Like, why didn't you keep fighting? It was like so funny.
Yeah, it was, because he was talking shit with me on the internet. He was saying, like, I was too skinny because I was 45 and I put a hard work on this camp and I submitted him in less than a minute, you know? So I was very angry about that because he talked all that shit. But in the end of the day, he was right. Because I say to him, I wanted to fight more. And say, then you shouldn't have submitted me. And I say, all right, that is true. So he said, like, the right thing. And I say, yeah, you're right. It was funny.
Oh, man. Hey, brother, appreciate you coming on, man. It was great chopping it up with you. I need to get you back on for a game show. You're going to see the game show. We're going to have a game show.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I think you'll be fun on that too. I think you'll have a good time with that.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. And thank you to all MMA fans that if you are MMA fan, if you're watching this, thank you so much for the support to all MMA fighters, to UFC, to all the shows, because you guys make the show. Some people say fighters make the show, but if is nobody watching or paying for that shit, it's just two knuckleheads beat them up, trading punches. So thank you so much, everybody. Thank you for the fans.
Appreciate you, brother. Hopefully we get some fight news soon for you, for both of us.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oops. Ladies and gentlemen, Renato Moicano. Appreciate it. Good stuff, man. I think we got some other gentlemen in the wings ready to perform on a game show.
Let's
go, boys. Let's go.
Yo.
Let's get it.
Yo, how y'all doing?
Oh, nice, nice. Hold on. Let me get my setup right first. I thought.
Oh, you know.
Where's that Dr. Pepper? He's got
that.
Yeah,
okay,
there's
here
it.
You go.
Oh,
let's go.
Super.
Let's go.
And Super
is here.
What's up, Chad?
I got to get my setup right for all of y'all. Hold on.
You got the Coke and Pepsi on? Bro, I got the fucking mini Dr. Pepper on. Right.
Hold on. I got one for Scott Sue.
He represents everything.
Hold on, real quick. I just got to put this out there. You know, this is what winners get right here. Right over my left shoulder, this is what winners get.
I guess. Oh,
hey, I'm just saying. Hey. Look, I'm just saying. I'm like reigning champ over here. Reigning champ.
He's a reigning champ right now. But this is a tag team match. We talked about it before. And Sadiq had a special partner that he wanted to bring into this game. Yo, what up, Bubba?
Yo, Larry.
He's got a special tag team partner in this game. It could be a rival, but it could get a little bit personal here. So we're going to bring him in.
It's booty tag.
Let's go.
Oh, no.
Wow.
You had to do it.
I've been this man today. You've been hiding it from us all this time.
Hey, I'm not hiding it if I don't say anything, right?
Wow.
It didn't come up. It just didn't come up.
We talked about Sadiq today, too. We talked about how trash he was. We talked about.
Oh man. 100% he's gonna break it off to Rob. I feel like you were gonna. I thought you were gonna break. I thought Rob was gonna know about it.
I'm hurt, man.
Nobody ever knows about this one time I was in Japan with Tim Crater and Jake Shields. So.
Wow. Crazy.
I gotta take this off.
The show. This show. This show is a good one. It's about to be a real one right now.
Wow.
I hope you stayed in contact with social media and everything, Yves. Like this show gets really personal. Adrian's been a killer on the show.
Yeah,
Sadiq's been good on the show. Ross sucked on the show.
I won the last time.
Hey, Yves, kick your feet up, Yves. I got this.
Okay.
Hold on, reigning champ got something. You kick your feet up, you might get one of these, bro. I'll put one. Hey, I'm just saying. Look at these immaculate shoes right here that I got, man. Just look at that. Look at that.
Shout out to Exclusive 773 for hooking it up with the shoes. The winner of the show. Well,
if I win today, do I get that?
Exactly, we'll get something from our
sponsor. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah.
Let's go.
All right, Rafa, I got us.
Now we're gonna wear prayer over there. It's freaking.
Oh, he's muted me. All right.
What's this, Daddy?
Oh, let's go.
All right,
here we go. There's different rules. This is a tag team now.
Okay.
So you guys are gonna alternate on questions. So if Adrian answered the last question, Adrian gets muted, and it's only Rob for the next question. So you can't go, it's my turn. Freaking Adrian will answer every single question. So Adrian, I hope you pick the right partner here.
God. you can't kick your feet up easy. You got to do some work.
You know I like to lay back. Okay. All right.
So the first ones, these are the categories for today. Face mash. So these are two fighter faces mashed together. two fighters. You should know a lot of them, Eves. These are all throwback ones. I got Dang. You. These are legends of the sport. OGs. Nickname game. These are fighters' nickname. Every fighter got a nickname. You got to see if you guys know them. The Last Emperor. Fedor Emelianenko's last fight's coming up Saturday.
Oh, God.
These are opponents of his from one of his last fights. You got to tell me who won the fight and how they won the fight. Who is he or she? These are guy fighters with girl filters. So guy fighters with a girl filter. So it's only one guy, but they have a girl filter.
I've watched that game before. That's the one that I'm absolutely the worst at, but okay.
Yes.
So we're going to – so who wants to get – who wants first?
Me.
All right, so I got Sadiq against –
Sadiq, okay.
Sadiq against Adrian?
Yep.
Hey, I'm here for it.
Sadiq and Adrian first. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Hold up. So just so Eves knows, you got to say bully if you know the answer. Is that still the case?
Oh, yeah. So you start – so now it's between Adrian and Sadiq. So you got to say bully. If neither one of them get the question right, one of you guys can steal it. So Rafian or Eves can steal it if they know the answer.
Copy.
But only if your partner got it wrong and Sadiq got it wrong. So there's no more. If you get the answer wrong, the other person gets the points. If everybody gets it wrong, nobody gets the points.
Ooh.
All right.
Cody, let's put Rafian and Eves and mute real quick so I can just hear Adrian and Sadiq. See who says bully first. Jason, I need your rough eyes on this one.
I got you.
All right.
Adrian, who's not? Sadiq was there
first.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was there. You know what? I was going to give it to him anyways.
All right. I want 300 face mash.
300 face mash. So two fighter faces here. Two fighters.
Bully.
Ah, damn it.
Sadiq.
Brock Lesnar. And.
Three, two.
DC. One.
Adrian, do you want to steal it? Hey, what are you doing? Right.
Oh, no. Hey.
Cody,
hey.
No answers. Okay,
Yeah. That's off the table. Off the table.
That was on our producer.
Now we know. Now we know.
Fox talking shit. You can't hear him because he's muted.
All right. I knew that answer, bro. Did you?
Hey, that's 300 points, man. Hey, don't be trying to get me now.
All right, Rafian and Eves now. Go ahead, Rafian.
All right.
You so now it's you, right. Eves. You could yell out bully if you know the answer.
Copy.
I'm going to go, who is she for 300?
300. This is one guy. What the fuck? Are you guys serious?
Bully.
Eves.
Dustin Poirier.
I got it. Mark? Kobe Covington.
Oh, come on, Eve. What? That was an easy one.
Let's go.
Okay, and you said bully. God
yeah,
damn
right?
It.
I was trying to beat him to it. Gotta be confident. It's like fighting. Confidence is everything.
Goes to Adrian,
you know?
Now. Adrian and Sadiq.
Go ahead. To be honest, I thought that was Cyborg.
Unmute Adrian City. I mean Cody.
All right, let's go. Oh, you know what? Actually, you know what? The who is he or she for 400? Let's do that.
400. All right.
Bully.
Bully.
Who said bully?
Bully. That was me.
Adrian. Yeah, just Adrian. Sorry.
That should be Leon Edwards right there.
Oh man!
Hey, I'm not lying. You see Roth in the back? That's giving me a whole bunch of motivation. He's out there running. I'm loving this. I got the energy.
Let's go!
What was going on here, man?
Let's go!
Hey, wait! Look at the points. I'm looking at the points. What's going on right here? What's going on?
700-0 right now.
Yeah.
Trying to jip us?
They're trying to jip us, bro.
There we go.
That's how I lost the last game.
700-0. Keep it just like that.
All right.
Wait. Who's Team Super?
Yeah, Super. Super Sadiq, with respect, should be at zero. Right? Giannis, yeah. Are you Team Suave, right?
Are we Suave?
You know what? Maybe.
Right, because you're super.
That guy, you know?
Yeah,
I'm super. Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, they trying to get us, bro.
My bad. That's right. Oh, that's man. Correct, right? All yeah. Right, we got it. We got it, guys. We got it. Yeah. Sorry about that. All right. Now we got Rafa and Eves.
Go ahead, Eves. I'll let you go first, traitor.
All right. Let's go on the nickname game for 300.
All right, nickname game for 300. Ben Henderson.
Bully. Bully.
I got smooth.
Boom.
Damn.
You call him a traitor. That's what happens. They're on the board now. They're on the board.
We coming back. It's the comeback right here.
Damn.
Here we go. You're up, Sadiq. Now Sadiq picks category.
All right, nickname game for 400. Nickname game 400.
Oh, trying to tie it up.
Tatiana Suarez.
That's a good one. That's a fucking good one.
Yeah.
Three. Bisping would have looked it up by now.
Tatiana Suarez. Dang, I can see why that was 400.
Hey, Bully, maybe a hint?
I'll say Bully.
Ooh. Adrian.
You know what? I'll give this a shot. Is it because I feel like it's is it Bully?
What?
No, I had no idea.
Hey, we'll take it. We'll take it.
No, we'll take it. There's no freebies there, Sadiq.
What?
You gotta make a guess. Yeah, I said there's no free points.
Oh, come on.
He was wrong.
Hey, wait, hold on. Hey, if there's no free points, then it don't matter if you yell Bully if you don't know the answer. We gotta get the free points.
No, there gotta be consequences. If he doesn't know the answer, then he gets it wrong, so then it goes straight to you. And then you get a chance to answer, and your teammate gets a chance to answer before Rafael gets a chance to answer.
Man, Tatiana Suarez. Okay, can I switch it to Ease? Maybe Ease knows this joke.
All right, go ahead, Ease.
You can tag him.
All right, tag him back.
So Ease said no nickname. That's correct. There is no nickname.
What?
Oh. No?
No.
Trick question, I remember.
Let's go. We'll take it.
I see what's going on here.
We'll take it.
Y'all in cahoots with Doug Crosby.
We'll take it.
Y'all in cahoots with Doug Crosby out here. I see what's going on. Okay.
It's old school.
It's Roth and Eves. Go ahead, Eves. You pick it now.
I'm pretty.
I picked last time. I think it's Rafi.
He wants to hand it off to you.
I pick. Let's go. Let's go face mask for 400.
Face mask. Oh, he's going big here. Two fighter face.
Bully. I said it first. Wow. Dean Thomas and Dana White. Let's go.
That was the best face mask I ever did. I was like, right? I wanted to post this. Right? God, he's got to be faster at the draw. All right, Giannis, you go.
Man, hold on. Why the hell was that 400? That should have been like 100 right there.
I don't think he doesn't get it.
All right. Is it me?
Adrian, you pick.
Oh, okay. Man, you know what? We haven't touched the Last Emperor. Let's go Last Emperor 300.
300. He fought Chael Sonnen. What was the result?
Bully. TKO first round.
Oh,
dude!
Wait,
do I get extra points for calling the round?
For the round? I didn't know you were that good with that.
Hey, look, I'm telling you, why do you think I'm like continuously being a champ? Look, golly. I haven't lost yet.
God damn! Oh. Come on, Eves, you're up now.
All right,
Eves against Rob.
Let's go.
Adrian's good, man. Adrian's real good.
Shoot, let's go last. Emperor, 400.
400. Ooh. He fought Rampage. What was the result?
Bully.
Jeez.
Didn't he win that by... I'm sorry, didn't he lose that in the third? It was a DKO.
He lost in the third? And... Rafian?
I say he won in the second.
By what? Won by what?
He won by KO in the second.
Oh! You got the round wrong, but you got the answer right. It was the KO. It was first round. say The Rock. Sneakers, man.
Oh, hey, yo. What? Hold on. What is the rules to this? he got that shit wrong. He got it wrong.
I want to know the way he won.
No, no. Just the way he won. I threw in that for extra credit. I threw it in that for extra credit, you know.
God, you thought Rampage beat Fedor?
Yeah, really he's did. What I the hell?
I just got Showtime, so I missed the bus. Yeah. Yeah. I literally just got Showtime because of Rafa.
I'm not going to lie to you. I just finished watching that knockout earlier today. So I, really,
I was wondering.
Bellator, man, you could have guessed Rampage ain't beat Fedor, man.
Hey, you picked the wrong train. Bro,
that was your partner.
Always down on black.
Hey, Eve's good at a lot of things, but if you know Eve, Eve's also good at smoking weed, you know?
All right, Adrian, Sadiq, you're up. Adrian, you're up.
Oh, okay. You know what? Let's start finishing that off. Last Emperor 200.
200. Fabricio, we're doomed.
Bully.
Sadiq.
Submission.
Who?
Verdugo.
We'll give it to him.
Man.
Fedor's first loss in forever. All right, come back now. Come back.
I'm over here calculating points and shit. Trying
right?
To see, like,
yeah, I don't even know if we can come back at this point.
Yeah, you can. Right, East.
Oh, my bad. East. Is it on East?
Yeah, it's possible. They got it right. 600. Oh, and there's a final question. So there's a final question where you have to sacrifice whatever points you want to put on there.
Okay.
So you still have a chance. There's always a chance in this game. You're up, Eves.
I'm up. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, I hope some of this is old school stuff because, yeah, I'm kind of not good on pop culture. Face Smash 200.
Face Smash 200. Two fighter faces.
Man, I know one of them.
I'm staying here. Bully.
Ew.
I got Marlon Moraes and BJ Penn.
No! What the fuck? Jeez.
What?
Rockman?
What?
Your guess?
Okay, I got Matt Hughes and GSP.
What? Adrian, you get a chance now.
All right, I get the chance. All right, perfect. This is GSP and BJ Penn.
Oh man, Adrian's a beast.
Hold on. What does GSP and Marlon Moraes got to do with each other?
Oh my god.
No, BJ Penn.
Names he knew.
BJ Penn.
Yeah, I said they're all G's. Come on, Eve.
Awesome name. You're like, eh, what
Marlon
are these?
Marlon Moraes is an OG.
No, don't worry, Eve. You're still my man. it's me, right?
Sadiq.
Yeah, it's me. Who is she for 200?
Who is she for 200? This is big. Come on.
Bully.
Sadiq.
Arnold Allen.
Dude, there we go. We're on the board now.
Damn. All right. Cool. I give him now. That was a good one. I wouldn't have got that.
He was quick on the draw. All right. Here we go. Come on, Eves. Keep the momentum going here. Pick up for your tag team. You're up now.
Whew. Okay. Nickname game 200.
200. Sergey Spivak, the main event this weekend. Come on. He's going against the Black Beast.
I know that. I don't know these right nicknames. Oh God,
Raph, you're quiet over there.
I'm gonna say the Serbian Wolf or some shit. I don't know.
That's
a bad nickname, to be honest.
All right, okay. Well, now Raph, I made a bad guess. So Sadiq and Eve, you have a chance to steal it.
Oh gosh, Sergey Spivak.
Come on, Sadiq.
Oh, specimen.
What?
Oh, man. I bet you didn't know this guy's nickname until you looked up this question.
He's the main event.
If Adrian gets this right, he's on Google.
I'm literally trying to solve a Rubik's Cube. Why? Because I immediately knew. I was like, nah, this is some bullshit. I know it is.
Yeah, ain't nobody getting this.
Nobody got it? Come on, guys.
He ain't got no nickname.
The polar bear.
That whack.
Come on. He's a main event. Give him some
the
love.
The polar bear. Come on now.
Bilal, you acting all high and mighty, and yeah, you just found out. You
come on, right?
Don't nobody know that. People in right. Russia don't even know that.
And that John was a 200 question.
Tina White.
All right, nickname game 100.
Nickname game 100. Ryan Bader.
Oh, Bully.
Adrian. Darth.
Oh, damn. I knew that. I was slipping.
Yeah, Adrian like looks up from
his I can see why this guy's the champ.
I got the right partner this time.
Yeah. I thought I was gonna get y'all with ease. Ease ain't offering no help. Ease ain't offering no help.
He's like, I got Eve's Edwards. I was like, oh, okay, cool, perfect.
Hey, Eve, this like we playing Warzone all over again. We just switched places.
I'm not gonna lie. It made it so much easier whenever I saw Eve's. I was like, you know what? He's probably dabbling in some festivities right now. he's not all the way there, so we're good.
I woke up, but this is all new school shit, man. I want some UFC 33 questions.
I just showed you BJ Penn and freaking GSP.
Yeah, he said Marlon Moraes. He said Marlon Moraes.
All right, you're up, Raf. You pick now.
Let's go. Who is she 100?
Who is she 100?
Bully.
All right, that was Eve's.
No, what? That was not me. That was not me. I don't.
What the fuck, Jeez? I'm trying to get it to you.
What? I don't know who that is. I'm trying to figure it out.
I got you.
Geek, you don't know who that is?
I know who it is.
I'm so man. I'm so disappointed.
You're up, bro.
I know who it
is. Damn, coach. Damn.
Yo, come on. Come on.
Don't watch nobody fights nowadays. Come on,
I can't tell who I don't know if like I'm supposed to be looking at the body and the torso. Or I can't tell what this is.
Look at the shoulders. Come on, look at the bone structure.
He's talking about bone structure, man. I'm straight guessing right here. Adrian, that's Adrian.
Damn. I feel so disrespected right now. Come over here. We're Team Suave, and you think... Oh, my gosh.
Alex Fajeda. You know, Nerick Lass.
I gave you the bows, Eve. I gave you the bows.
He's doing the whole bow and arrow for you.
That looks nothing like him. Like, I'm looking at the face, and I don't know, man. I'm telling you right now, like, just drag queens all look the same to me.
Eve also wear glasses.
Everybody, oh, man, true. Yo. Now I think I was set up. This was like a reverse jump to hit on me. I bet you he's gonna pick Eve.
He's a double agent.
Hey, what's that shoe you wear, Eve? I got you.
See you tomorrow, buddy.
Hey, let me take this off. I'm not representing very well. Let me go ahead and hide that real quick. I'll move the Pepsi out the way.
Man, all the trash talk, man. Dude.
Nah, I'm nice. I'm nice and humble now. I'm nice and humble. I respect both of y'all as opponents. I respect y'all as opponents.
Oh, man. Let's get these last two out the way.
Yeah, right? Clean it up.
Oh, man. Dan Henderson. Fader against Dan Henderson.
Bully. Wait. Who was that?
That was Last Emperor. That's between Adrian and Sadiq.
Oh, okay, yeah. Bully, first round, KO, lost. Lost.
Man,
watch the man, good job, Adrian. Good job. good job.
Hey, man.
Good job, guys.
That was fun that I knew. That happened in my day.
Come on, Ease. Ease, just breeze. Come on, Ease.
Oh, man, Bully. Ease.
That's these fakes beat me up.
Two fighters.
Come on, Eves. Yo. Tell me you know one of them. Look at the haircut.
Yo, this is crazy.
I swear. I'm looking at this dude. It's like, I know this motherfucker, but I don't know who that is.
It's Marlon again.
Man, I'm having such a hard time with this. I know this is not right, but like,
Eve, put your glasses on.
My first I saw that, I was like, that's Chris Light on Thiago Alves, but I know it's not.
I hit you with the hookup.
Hey, Eve stopped watching UFC like 10 years ago.
Hey, straight up.
I'm horrible at faces, man.
You should be all in opponent.
I see some Wilson Gouveia in there. Man.
Bro. Wow. It's whatever he is. All right, Adrian, go ahead.
Man, this is. Do you know what? Why, like, why y'all throwing it at me, man? I don't want to be the one that puts the final nail in the coffin. this is good old Liddell and Ortiz.
Come on, freaking ease. Tito Liddell.
Like, I see Liddell, the haircut.
Oh man, the haircut gave it away.
Hey, yeah. That's why I was respectful from the get go. I knew you guys were going to be good opponents. You know? I do this for the competition. You know, I come in nice and humble. I appreciate y'all.
Oh man.
Hey, you know when you take an L so bad, you got to be respectful.
I got nothing but respect for him.
Yeah.
All love between us. I hope he does well in life.
Well, our first tag team champions ever of Remember the Show, Adrian Yanis and Rafian Stotts. How does it feel, guys? You guys are the first title holders.
Oh, man. I'm just going to go ahead and just bask in the glint. Bask in the ambience.
Eve, put your hand up too, bro. You helped us out.
Adrian, we had somebody that wanted to come in and talk to you. He said this was personal. He wanted to see if you're ready for
him. Man. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Oh no. Man.
Adrian.
Let's go.
In the words of a fellow Canadian, I am not impressed with your performance. However, I was invited tonight to take you on, and I said to Bilal, it's not going to be fair. I need to scout this. I need to make sure that Adrian is not going to get embarrassed by me and that he actually knows what he's doing here. And I've got to say, I mean, you were kind of carrying a little bit, but I'd be happy to take on both of you in a two-on-one affair. Where these guys can be the tag team champions of the world after I'm done with you both.
Aaron, I wanted you to be my teammate, Aaron. And Eve said, please let me on. So me and you could be tag team partners.
Well, I appreciate that, Sadiq, especially after all the money you're going to be making me with those picks for tomorrow night's card. Yeah,
bet the house, parlay everybody.
Yeah, well, I mean, there were a couple that were kind of undisclosed, and I know you want to keep those close to the vest. But those picks, those are tremendous. Those are fantastic. But no, not bets, just picks, not bets.
Yeah.
We got Adrian, we got your next opponent now. How do you feel about the call out?
Man, the call out, man, was very, very beautiful. You know, I thought he ran scared. I was like, I would have thought something else would have happened, you know. Instead, we got Eves, which took me through a loop, you know, just the disrespect, you know, that we had to endure just now. He just pops up, you know, damn.
Look at E squinting. E still can't see. Yo.
You know? Oh my gosh.
I was doomed from the get-go. I was doomed from the beginning.
Oh man.
Yeah, just don't get used as a tag team partner. Otherwise, it's gonna be I'm gonna lose. I hate to say it. I'll probably lose.
Sadiq is good. I was like. I don't know what happened with Eve.
I could not hear anything. I don't know what was going on. It was the weirdest thing.
We were wondering why you were squinting. You were squinting so hard. I was like, what is he squinting at?
Right? Eve has never been older than he is right now.
Right.
I couldn't hear it. Yeah, that was horrible. I don't know. To get closer to my rider, I'm like sitting on top of it.
But, Oh man, but Aaron is completely on. You're about to get smashed, Aaron.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to the challenge.
You know, everybody's gonna be giving me the nickname Bully, you know, just because of how bad it's gonna be.
Let's
I'm feel
go.
Bad. Oh man, the reigning and defending, I see it, but man, 3 wins in a row.
All right. Well, I mean, if I do need a tag team partner, I think that Tatiana Bullet Suarez would be a very good
one. Yeah, no, this is the way I call the bullet.
I think she'd be great.
That was a good one. This is gonna
be
fun.
I appreciate all you guys coming back on. You guys are the man. Congratulations to Raf and Adrian. Shout out to our sponsors, Exclusive. They're gonna hook you guys up. Eves, I thank you for coming on and, you know, trying your best. I'm sorry. I don't know what went wrong. You changed your name to Respectful to me.
Who did that?
I'm going to mail these to Eves.
I never will do that, but I'll take it. That's funny as shit.
One day we got Stadium Stairs.
One day Stadium Stairs, Rob. All that trash talk. Yeah, we'll see what your ass is.
Right.
Aaron, I got you a formidable foe now. So we got a challenge. We're gonna set it up. Man. Appreciate all you guys. Thank you guys again. That was hilarious. Thank you guys, bro. You guys are the best. Appreciate y'all. Peace, guys.
Thanks, man. That was fun.
All right, I'll see you whenever you're free.
Dude, how about Bron Setter coming out? We gotta get Bron Setter against Giannis. Period.
Dude, that was so good, man. Dude, Adrian's a beast. Like he's literally knows every single answer. I was trying to make it a little bit harder. So that's why I said you had to do swapping out. But I think he's been rubbing off on Raf because Raf was terrible the last time and he came back this time hard. He was good this time.
Well, and how about the fact that, you know, Adrian thought it was such child's play. He's playing a Rubik's Cube. I can't solve a Rubik's Cube. Like, and when I'm focusing on a Rubik's Cube, he's doing it just like for fun.
Right? He's just bored. Oh, let me see. All right. Well, let me answer this question real quick.
I'm just doing Sudoku over here in the background. Like, Jesus.
Hey, but that tag team show was good, man. We got to do some more tag teams. Maybe we get Nixick on here with somebody because Nixick's a 2-time champion. Jared's a 2-time champion. So we get some good guys going.
Absolutely. And there was an episode that you weren't on where Bron Setter, I think, went against Petrie, if I'm not Brian Petrie, who's on the Anakin Florian podcast. And Cody, it was so difficult, bro. You sure you want to make it harder. But I just, you know, Eve Edwards had some layups with that, you know, with the Founders Club. I mean, come on.
Anyway. Dude, Raf said it's bully, and I wanted to give it to him. So no, he said it. And then he still threw it up. I was like, come on, he's
telling you. But I love the game show. Anyway, appreciate y'all being with us on a Friday night edition of Remember the Show. We'll be back next Thursday night. Shout out to Laura Sanko making her commentating debut this weekend. Can't wait to watch her. Can't wait to watch the Black Beast fight. Sergey Spivak, main event. We'll see you next week. Cody Merrill, we appreciate you as always running this chaos tonight. For Remember the Name Muhammad, my name is Jason Anik. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.